This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to Girls on Porn. I'm Laura.
And I'm Rachel.
And we love porn.
This is our porn review podcast.
We talk about what we love and roast what we hate.
Helping you find hot, ethical, just plain better porn for your spank bank.
And we're looking at everything. Today's topic is sex magic.
We've got magic to do just for you.
Wait, what is that? Which thing is that?
That's from Pippin.
Oh, it's Pippin. I thought it was a jingle. I fully thought you were singing a commercial. That's how programmed I am from
you. Do you believe in magic in a young girl's heart? I could go all day. He's a magic man.
But it's important to clarify, this is a different kind of magic.
It's true.
First of all, spelled M-I-G-I-C-K.
It's true. We have to put the K in there so that way that we're clear that it's not magic like card tricks and David Blaine. You know?
Yeah.
The K signifies years and years of ancient traditions.
We're doing sleight of hand, but not the kind of sleight of hand you find at the magic castle.
It's like, whoops, where's my panties? That kind of magic.
Yes, but also not even what you're thinking right now based on how we're setting this up. Like, it's not just about magical sex. It's I think the easiest way to summarize sex magic, and I do have a literal definition here.
Do you?
But I'll pull it out of my ass first, and then we can do the more clinical definition.
I love when you pull things out of your ass.
It's basically like...
That's magic.
It is. It is one of my better talents.
That is a magic trick that you do.
But the sex magic that we're referring to is basically manifestation by way of orgasm.
Yes.
I mean, dare I reduce it so?
The harnessing of sexual energy.
Yes.
To use in magic, ritualistic, or otherwise religious and spiritual pursuits.
Oh, there she is. Yep. There's my girl with the stats and the clean definitions.
I love to read things when they're written in front of me. It makes me feel confident that I know what's going to come out of my mouth, because most of the time I don't.
Good. Good. Yeah, I too am an actor and like to have a script in front of me. Not the improv kind.
Yeah.
Not of the improv persuasion. I mean, I am, as far as every commercial agent I ever met with is concerned, but I never took the classes.
But yes, magical manifestations through an orgasm. Have you ever participated in sex magic?
Unwittingly, yes.
I mean, you can also do things like charge your sex toys with some crystals, you know.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. There's a bunch of different ways. You can repeat mantras during orgasm.
Ooh.
You know, you can, sometimes it includes like bodily fluids, like menstrual blood.
Yes. Yes. I was reading up on that as well.
Your sex toys under a full moon, you know, any sort of like ritualistic practice.
Urine can also be incorporated. I think like historically speaking, and there's hundreds of years of history here. Mm-hmm. A lot of the history of the more like, you know, ritualistic practices. A lot of those histories were destroyed by the Crusaders.
Yeah.
Thanks, Christianity.
Interesting.
But...
Again.
But yeah.
The villain in all of this is always the church.
Yeah. Listen, if you're listening to Girls on Porn, you know who our antagonist is quite often going to be.
Yeah.
And it's organized Western religion. And it's offshoots, if you really want to know.
But this is something that can be practiced by Wiccans, neo-pagans, witches, And also ceremonial magicians. That was something that I found in my research.
Can't help saying that without laughing because
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, I'm just thinking just of like
guys
a man
in
with
robes.
A top hat. Yeah. Yeah. A man with a wizard's hat is what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Dumbledore, maybe it's not.
I have unwittingly practiced sex magic, going back to your question about whether I have or not. I just mean that I've like definitely masturbated and like visualized a specific person.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean? And like not been like bring them to me. Like
bring me them.
Deliver the cock on a plate for my enjoyment. Yeah. I just mean like sometimes I've been like had a crush and jilled off to that particular person. And like maybe in the back of my mind been like, yeah, I'm like fucking manifesting this and like the crush I have could come to fruition.
Right.
Thanks to my like visualization and like sort of fantasy of that person.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
And plenty of people, particularly anyone who actually practices sex magic listening right now, would be like, that doesn't sound like it counts.
But right, right.
On the spectrum of manifestation, I'm like, I dabbled in sex magic on accident. Because that shit worked, Rachel. It worked a couple times.
Did he love you?
Or did he
came to you? Okay, sorry. Did he make love to you? Let me rephrase.
I was delivered a cock with a person attached.
Oh. Post-ritual.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So it was a success.
Yes. I can't say that I have anything bad to say about the practice.
I mean, honestly, it was a success in general because you got off, you know? And that's always the marker of a successful masturbation sesh. And so, well, not necessarily all the time, but for me, most of the time.
Yeah. Yeah. Know? I got off and then I got him in this particular case.
That's a 1-2 punch.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't believe I've ever participated in sex magic, but I do think of like masturbation as like a ritual thing, you know?
Yeah, it is a sort of meditative practice.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I lay out my little towel post-shower. You know, I have, like, my little, you know, my ritual that I do. But I've never, like, visualized or had a mantra. But it's something that I would like to try because Lord knows I need help in my life right now. So,
yeah, reading this, I was like, why not? Like, why wouldn't I use masturbation as more of a practice to, like, focus on and manifest and visualize possibilities in my life. Like, I was raised woo-woo, unofficially, that's what we'll call it. I was raised by hippies, so.
Baptized in the church of woo-woo.
Baptized in the church of woo-woo. As much as I reject many of those inclinations, there's still, like, 20% of me that's pretty woo-woo and, like, gets it. It's like, why not? Like, worst case scenario, you're just giving yourself you're giving yourself space to dream and to like imagine certain things for yourself, whether it is a partner or fucking money or a different kind of job or you know, like creatively
world peace. You know,
yeah, world peace is something that I
the cure to coronavirus
don't usually think about because it's so blanket, it's so broad,
right?
That my imagination would just fixate on all the ways that world peace can't happen. But, like, listen, like, democratization of certain economic structures in the U.S.,
that's
possible.
Okay.
That could be something.
I'm thinking, like, I just want a job.
Yeah. Yeah, babe.
Just that would be great.
Get after it. Yeah.
Or, like, yeah, something as simple as that. Just some,
masturbate on that.
Some influx
masturbate
of
on that.
Yeah. Ooh, we're trademarking that. But I do really like witches, and I've always been fascinated with magic.
Love a witch.
I love a witch. I've always really, like, thought myself as kind of a witchy person. Ever since I was little, I was, like, obsessed with, like, tarot cards and, like, getting my palm read and getting my tea leaves read and things like that. And, like, the ability that, like, we are powerful and we can use our energy to create things and you know, and influence things and make things happen.
Yeah.
So that is, but I don't think I've ever practiced sex masters. I do remember one time I spit in a guy's hat though, because I thought that it was like a way that I could get him to love me.
You spit in his hat? Like as a hex?
As a hex. Yes, absolutely. 100%.
Wow. Yeah, and I was you just drunk. Spit in his yeah. hat. Oh, you were
yeah,
drunk?
I was drunk. I was drunk, and I was like, poof, poof. Like, <"Doo, doo."
laughs> oh, this poor guy. Later that night, was like, why is my hair wet and smelly? Because spit smells weird.
Spit does smell weird, and but it is often used in, you know.
No, it's true.
Magic,
it absolutely,
you know,
is. Bodily fluids. It absolutely is. I once got spit on. This has nothing to do with magic, but I was once standing outside of a concert venue and felt something hit my head and touched it, and it was like gross and smelly and slimy.
Oh,
I was like, this isn't bird shit. Like, what is happening? And I realized that somebody was smoking the roof above, because they also flicked a cigarette into the crowd above
Jesus.
Us.
Yeah. Gross.
So I had like cigarette spittle in my hair. It was cool. Yeah. It was not anything like the good luck that we Italians ascribe to and that bird shit provides. It was just a shitty night.
Oh, no.
A shitty night in New York City.
A spitty night.
A spitty night. New York. I do miss her and her her ways of keeping you humble, you know?
Right? When you just get spat upon from above by a stranger. Ugh. Let's talk about the history.
I was just going to say.
Let's talk about some history, because we don't really have a lot of stats for this. If you're into sex magic, you know, it is pretty, like, occult thing to search for.
Did you say occult?
Yeah.
I think it's a cult.
Is it?
Yeah.
I've never, I mean, you've caught me. I've never said it out loud before.
I love, occult is great, though.
Occult?
There's something lush about, like,
occult. 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 Is it? Wait, how do you pronounce it?
Occult.
Occult.
Like the occult, yeah.
O-C-C-U-L.
U-L-T.
Yeah, okay, all right.
I love how much we talk about pronouncing things on the show. We're keeping this in, because listen, we're learning with you, folks. And
literally.
One time I pronounced Camus' name wrong, like Camus, and had an entire room of people that work technically for me, but like work with me in a subcommittee, just like laugh in my face.
Right.
Come on. Listen.
Okay, that was one time and not horses. On the podcast.
Listen, you trying to nitpick my pronunciation? We're all learning.
You correct my ass every day on this
We're
damn
podcast.
We're
all students of the world. But yeah, let's get back to the sex magic history.
The history.
Yes.
So basically, it's been around since, you know, like earliest
Do
in
I know?
Central Asia. I actually don't know. And then, you know, the earliest known teaching of sex magic in Western world came from the 19th century African-American doctor, spiritualist, and occultist, Pascal Beverly Randolph.
Yes. Yes.
You know, he believed sex could solve all sorts of individual and social dysfunctions.
Mm-hmm.
And that spiritual sexual power comes from the moment of orgasm. He believed that magic should be practiced within the context of a marriage, but he was rather progressive for his time because he was an abolitionist and a defender of women's rights.
So we'll give that to him.
We'll give him that. But like, you know, not everyone.
He wasn't ready
married.
For non-monogamy, but he was ready for a lot of things that are arguably more, if not just as important.
Very true.
Also, Aleister Crowley, we should talk about.
Oh, totally. Uh-huh. He wrote extensively on the subject of sex magic. And he thought that sex was a supreme magical power.
Called the Great Beast, 666. Apparently loved outraging the press, and they deemed him the wickedest man in the world. We should note, in one of the articles I read, most people are like, fuck Aleister Crowley. Like, most modern witches are done with that dude, because there is actually some racism surrounding this person, and sexism as well, I believe. But
was he wasn't like... naughty, like he had like a secret society, right, that was like the Ordo Templi Orientis.
Yes,
but it's like there's like a thin line, I think, of like whether or not that was Satanist.
Yeah, I unfortunately can't speak to this with much facility, to be honest, but like basically like he had a big sort of presence, you know, and is highly associated with sex magic because that presence was very strong and because I think he engaged with the press, and even if it was like a secret society, it seems, you know, knowing very little about him, that he enjoyed sort of stirring the pot, so to speak.
But I wonder if it was because he liked to, you know, talk shit or whatever, that everyone was like, he was bad because he was a Satanist. But really, he just had a secret society where apparently they had a lot of sex, which sounds pretty cool, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which I think is, honestly, the problem with witches in general. It's like, well, they're living on their own in the woods, using herbs and healing people, so they must be in cahoots with you-know-who.
With Satan, are you afraid to say
yes. Voldemort. I meant Voldemort.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, the concept of Satan is just a way to, like, historically a way to otherize pagans or, like, witches or even fucking herbal healing. So a lot of, I mean, A, like, Satanist, big deal, you know?
Question mark,
But B, like, yeah, it's just, like, a antagonistic way to say, like, these people are anti-Puritan, you know, to just otherize and put in a box.
Yeah.
Whether he gave a shit about Satan or not, I don't know.
Right. Yeah. I think I just love witches because they just stand for, like, feminism.
Yeah, well, by the 1960s, modern witchcraft had also become increasingly influenced by it. I'm literally quoting an excerpt here. And inextricably linked with another powerful sexual force of the latter 20th century, radical feminism. I'm not a radical feminist specifically. There's connotations to that specific movement that I think we've grown out of. But but yeah, like witches and feminism definitely go hand in hand, I think.
Right.
Even now, you know, like that was the seeds of it. But now I think it's like.
Yeah. Even back in the day, it was like, you know, when we think about the Salem witch trials, it was like, oh, she's lives alone and helps people. So she must be a witch.
Yeah. She has a sex drive. She must be a witch. Yeah,
right.
She ate like some bread and hallucinated. She must be a witch.
Yeah.
She didn't pay her rent. She must be a witch.
She's a witch, you know. Yeah. She was naked once under the moon. She must be a witch.
We all want to fuck her. She's done nothing. She's a witch.
Exactly.
Yeah. Ah, the good old days, right?
But yeah, there is something sexy about, you know, there is something sexy about like a bunch of women in the woods naked under a full moon. Like, that's horny.
There's something sexy about that it's entirely sexy. Yes. Rachel. There's nothing devoid of sex in that.
Right. And like, there's something sexy about like a secret society, like in an underground chamber, like, you know, gyrating, eyes wide shut style, trying to harness their sexual power. So, like, yeah, of course, I get like magic and sex. You're, it's a, you know,
yeah,
strong relationship there,
hand in hand. As our listeners can tell, we're really new to this concept and just dipping our toes in. But I think what we're saying is we're enticed.
We're like, can we go back to anal? Like, this is too complex for me.
Just a realm that we know a bit more about. But genuinely, I like hope we can do another episode after we've both fully been like indoctrinated in a coven.
Yeah, I like sex. I like magic. So the two of them together, I'm here for. Yeah.
Sure.
I'll join a coven.
Why not?
Love them. Should we do the showdown?
Let's fucking show it down.
Okay,
down
cool.
Show. Here we go. Oops, I cast the wrong spell. Extended preview.
Uh-oh. What spell did they cast?
We'll never know because I'm not going to click the link.
It. Okay, all right, fine.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah, you go.
Okay, ready for this one?
Mm-hmm.
Famous cock. Magnetize your cock with subliminal sex magic energy. There were a lot of these videos. A lot of like sex magic, like subliminal messaging videos that I found.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Famous cock. Like, wait, read that whole title again.
Famous cock.
Famous cock is really funny.
Magnetize your cock with subliminal sex magic energy. Like, there was ones for, like, getting, like, growing your cock, you know, staying hard.
This feels like the patriarchy trying to co-op what witches do.
Exactly.
Like, we just said that sex magic isn't, like, better sex or, like, having a magical kind of sex. It's about, like, manifestation.
It's like using
manifesting
sex.
A bigger cock. Yeah. It, like, doesn't feel like what we're here for.
No, I'm trying to like manifest, you know, I don't even know what I'm trying to. I'm trying to manifest money, if I'm going to be honest. I want money, so I'm going to masturbate and think about money. I'm not trying to cure the...
I think I have one that's in the same vein.
Fragile masculinity.
Yeah. I think I have one that's in the same vein of the one you just read, so I'm going to read it next so that they can go hand in hand.
Uh-huh.
Magic jizz. Turn your sperm into... Wow. Turn your sperm into supernatural powers of pussy pounding.
Wow.
Yeah.
Again. Using it to lure more sex. Huh. Interesting.
Turn your sperm into supernatural powers of pussy pounding. It's just like, what do you think sperm's for?
Yeah.
Like... Your sperm's not involved in the pounding part at all.
You put it in the ground, and then it grows, and then...
And then your dick's hard, and then you pound that pussy destroyer. Yeah.
It actually grows a tree that fruits fleshlights.
Well, that would solve so many problems, if that was the case. You've really, like, taken this fairy tale for a walk. I like it. I like where we're going. It's a garden of fleshlights.
Right.
And the men stay there.
Well, I'm just trying to think. If the end goal is pussy pounding, you know, what's he doing with this magical sperm?
Yeah. Like, you've created an alternative that isn't, like, this guy with a cock having, presumably, I'm saying my, like, consumer of this video being like, oh, my jizz will be magic. And then I'll go out and pound some pussy, presumably badly.
But, like, what does the magic jizz do? Like, what, he has to do something with it, right? Or is it just he just comes and then wipes it up with a Kleenex, you know?
No, exactly. I'm like, where does the sperm enter the equation of pussy pounding? Before?
How does it then become magical?
You have sex with her once, and then she's, like, hypnotized, like that vintage porn that we watched once, where, like, the woman's ejaculate turned other women on. It's so confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm bewildered.
I'm confused.
You go. Let's move on.
All right, sorry.
We're burying the jizz in the garden in the back.
In the garden. Okay, all right. And then you spit on it. This is what happens when they're not practicing witchcraft.
This is what happens.
I know. This is what happens. I mean, what happens? You asked. Okay, well, this is what happened is... What happened is it was like three girls, like all kind of dressed and like, you know, they looked like they were trying to be from the craft and they were playing rock, paper, scissors, but like strip rock, paper, scissors. So it was like anytime someone lost, then they had to like take a piece of clothing off.
Now, was this title, This Is What Happens When You Don't Practice Witchcraft or when you practice?
When they are not. So these girls took a break from practicing witchcraft, and they said, "Hey, want to waste some time? Let's play rock, paper, scissors."
That sounds like every hang I've ever had with my girls.
I know, and it was like loser takes
bored of witchcraft.
Yeah,
let's play rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah, like light as a feather, stiff as a board is just no longer working. So we got to do something else.
let's play this rudimentary hand game as an excuse to fuck. Like, why not just fuck? You know,
just fuck. You know, well, yeah. You go.
This one's another one of our favorite kind. Subliminal sex magic, gigantic cock generator.
Wow.
Generator. I think of generator and I think of like what kicks in when like the solar power at my mom's house isn't enough or it like goes on the fritz.
Yeah, I'm thinking of machinery. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the word technically does mean anything that creates, anything that generates. But yeah, it sounds like a giant cock factory.
Yeah, and if you watch any of these subliminal videos, they're like, it's just like a bunch of female voices being like, your cock's so big. It's so big. Wow, look at how big your cock is. It's so big. Oh my God, your cock's so big. It's so big. It's just like,
it's just cognitive behavioral therapy.
Yes.
It's just like affirmations being like, your cock is great.
Right.
Don't even worry about what they said in the locker room. Which
I
endorse.
A slideshow. Yeah.
But
just a slideshow of porn.
If we could do this without the toxic masculinity, I'd be in favor of it.
Yeah.
I just feel like we're supporting the same problems we're trying to fight here, guys. Let's do better work.
Exuberant sex magic Halloween ritual extravaganza compilation.
Whoa. Say that one more time.
exuberant sex magic Halloween ritual extravaganza compilation. Tight. Lots of words in there. I just like this because it has the word exuberant, which I don't use enough of.
Exuberant. This feels like an example where someone was like, dear thesaurus.com.
Yeah, give me another thing.
I've said it. Horny yeah. enough times. I need enthusiastic and eager. You know, yeah. like, what's another way? Exuberant.
Uh-huh.
Joyous.
Fun. What's another word for fun?
Wild.
But I watched this one, and it was also kind of like a subliminal, like it felt like, again, like cognitive behavior therapy, where it was like a bunch of like what I'm assuming was like Aleister Crowley teachings and intercut with porn.
Yeah.
And it was like a lot of images. It was a lot of visuals. It was really strange.
What industry is this? Like, who is making millions of dollars that they're producing this many subliminal videos?
Yeah. It was crazy.
It's a conspiracy, Rachel. I'm convinced yeah. of it. Okay, last one. You ready?
Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Go out with a bang.
Cheerleader shorts ripped off by magic. Thanks, magic.
Oh, wow. The image I'm getting is like of a cheerleader like up in a lift, like in front of like a bleacher filled with people. Bleachers
oh,
filled
she's
with
like,
people.
She's in a...
On display. Yeah.
A triangle of cheerleaders.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden her panties just whoosh.
Fly off by magic. You have a very vivid imagination yeah. today. These are like very theatrical scenarios. You're like, and then...
Sorry.
Fleshlights grow out of the ground. And then she's yeah. at the top of the pyramid. And then her panties fly off. I'm loving it.
I mean, my creative juices are a-flowing.
Great, because mine are at a trickle at best. I'm all dried up, so I really appreciate you carrying us, taking this for the team
hey,
this episode.
You're so welcome. Hop on my broomstick, baby.
Should we take a wee break? And yeah. I'll have another glass of vodka for breakfast, because that's what it feels like.
Absolutely.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Auraframes.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Auraframe.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Auraframes are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Auraframe, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
And we're back! Wow.
We are.
Did we say that at the same time? Are you reading my mind right now? That's magic.
Yeah.
The first video we're going to talk about is Baphomet Rising.
Fuck Sabbath.
Part one. I almost thought we were going to do it again. From Baphomet OAO.
who is a verified account, but I can't tell what this content is.
I'm confused by it.
A weird hodgepodge of videos. Like, I'm not convinced this person produced this video.
Right.
I think they very well could have stolen it and are just proudly stealing and displaying content with a verified profile.
Right.
I could be wrong, but it's just a strange... The canon of work from this profile doesn't bode well.
Right. It's not like just sex magic, you know?
Yeah, and it's not like a clear aesthetic, but from video to video. That's usually how I'm like...
This one does have a strong aesthetic, I have to say, which is what attracted me to it.
Yeah.
It's basically the opening to American Horror Story, but porn.
Ryan Murphy made this porn and is really pissed and trying to get Baphomet shut down.
That's who they stole it from. But it's like all red and black, and it's like, you know, pretty like there's a strong edit here. And it's very satanic.
It basically feels like we're at like a sex party, and this is like a mashup video edit of things that went on.
It's that, and also like moments of like girls naked in a circle in the woods, like on a pentagram, and you know,
sort of a
course,
chaotic edit.
And of course, like a goat head on a body with like hooves and wings, you know.
Of course, because if you don't have that, is it even a party?
Is it? Yeah, is it even a party? It's true. But yeah, it's like it's got like a like sort of Eyes Wide Shut sex party vibe to it. Yeah. But I have to say it was pretty boring sex.
Yeah, it was pretty basic sex, and just the chaos of the whole thing. Like,
yeah.
You're much more in the camp of I want a story in my porn than I am. But I, what I care about is like climax to the climax, like a sex scene that evolves and that has a build and titillates by virtue of like excitement shared between performers. And because this was like basically a mashup of a party, like, and so much of the imagery, so much of the imagery is very like opaque, you know, because of these like heavy red and black filters. I was like, I think that's a chick fucking another chick with a strap on. You know, like, I was like, is that someone's being fucked doggy style? Who's involved? Are there two people? Are there five? And like, there's something to be said for that being purposeful. Like, ooh, it's chaos, like a frenzy of fucking. But there was nothing in the imagery or anything that like grabbed me that made it engaging. You know?
Yeah. It just was like boring. Like, it was just a lot of dick sucking with masks on, and like none of the guys even looked like they were having a great time. The sex was just sort of like back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like, it didn't seem like passionate. It didn't seem like anyone was like if we're gonna do the whole sex magic, like we are worshiping Satan and we are, you know, it's dark and scary kind of magic. Like, I want to see like possession, you know, I want to see like art, like backs arched, you know, I want to see like people freaking out, like eyes rolling back their head with pleasure. Not just like, here's some red and black filters with a mask on and I'm going to,
or anything like ritualistic. That's why I was like, it just feels like someone's like camcordered a sex party in the 90s or something.
Right. And then like some of the girls didn't have masks on. But all of the guys had masks on and no girls orgasmed, but I didn't even need to tell you that. I think you would have already assumed.
it felt male gazy.
Yes.
Like, I just mentioned like, oh, is this someone being fucked with a strap on? Like, what's happening? Like, I was like looking for any kind of sex act that didn't just feel boring and basic and very heteronormative, but it was like, even that felt sort of male gazy. Like, I didn't believe either of those women's like really being pleasured, that it was like performative lesbian acts, if anything. But even that, I'm like, I'm not sure. I can't confidently say that because it was sort of a mess of a film.
Like, I like the appeal of sex magic to me. I want like, I don't want it to look satanic or dark or scary. You know, like, I don't have a negative connotation, or even like not even that's necessarily negative, but like, I'm not looking for that type of aesthetic. I'm looking for, you know, like woodsy and like more pagan, and we just like happen to be powerful and, you know, like the divine femininity. But if we are going to go this route with this aesthetic, I think it would have been sexier if it was just like the women. There's a shot of like these women naked in a forest in a circle. And I was like, let's just stay there, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Let's just stay there. And if we're even just gyrating like the women at the end of the movie The Witch, which is like still one of my favorite movies ever, you know, like, let's just all just fucking come together as we float up into the sky around a fire in the middle of, you know, Massachusetts somewhere.
Yeah, I just was consistently confused where we are.
Right.
And, like, listen, it goes without saying this doesn't hold up to any kind of definition of sex magic as we've very clumsily laid out in the first chunk of the episode.
Yeah.
But that's sort of testament that, like, there's very little porn that really, like, talks about or features sex magic, I think, because the two are just like not really compatible
with respect to what it actually is, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. With any sort of authenticity of what it is.
Yeah,
a true representation is what I'm looking for to say.
Yeah.
I'm also having a hard time speaking words today.
It's the magic. It's the sex magic.
Someone did sex magic on us!
Someone's doing it to us right now.
Oh, no!
I'm being summoned, Rachel, to someone's cock. Someone's generated cock.
Oh, God. One can only wish.
Yeah.
I'd love to get summoned to a cock right about now. God, get me out of this hellhole.
Yeah. I mean, that could happen. Listen.
Yeah.
We know because we have sex magic, and you just need to select which cock, Rachel. You just need to make your selection and then
that's the part I'm bad at. The selecting part is not my forte.
I feel you on that.
Yeah. Shall we move on to the other bed?
Yeah, no, let's talk about dating during quarantine more. so the next
or
video.
Or lack thereof, you know?
Yeah, yeah. The next video we're gonna talk about, we're going to leave you on a brighter note.
Yes.
This wonderful company, well, I should say project.
Yes.
Syrah Barbaric reached out from Scum Trust.
Yeah.
Syrah co-founded Scum Trust with their partner, Alistair Fern. And they produced this video together called A Sunday Hike. And you can actually find it on Pink Label.
Right. It was part of Hump Film Festival.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They did a shorter excerpt of it at the Hump Film Festival, but you can actually find this video and rent or buy it on pinklabel.tv, which we talk about a lot.
Right.
And I'll do one more quick plug because they provided it. How helpful. You can find them at Scum Trust on Twitter and at Scum Trust Pack on Instagram. So this is truly independent porn, and these folks are producing this porn during quarantine, during lockdown.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We'll talk about it right now, but quite creative use of time and energy. And
face coverings.
Yeah, so they also mentioned a larger project around sex magic. They're also developing a Selkie tale to shoot this fall. Mm. So hopefully, COVID allowing, we'll see more and even more elaborate work from these folks. But yeah, we'll talk about this one. This is some really creative production.
Yeah. So quick log line. A hiker stumbles into the territory of a powerful coven. So immediately I'm interested because it's daytime and we're outdoors.
Yeah, I was going to just say, like, fish your wish. We're in the woods.
Yeah, yeah. I worked sex magic and I got this porn. And I really, I loved that because that's my two favorite ways to have sex, outside and in sunlight. So Alistair is walking down a path. They start to get a little horny. They're starting to, you know, touch themselves like you do when you're on a hike and you get turned on. And, a sex witch sorceress appears. And I have to say, I really like the way that they did these witches, sorceresses. They're all their faces are covered.
Yeah.
with these like really like white kind of lacy face coverings, which I thought was great. You don't really ever see. I like anytime someone takes like known IP, like a witch, and puts a spin on it. And again, these were not dark, scary, demonic, you know, Satan worshipping witches. Like Syra is the main sorceress, and she's
the
got,
main
like,
witch. We keep saying, I mean, you keep saying sorceress, and I'm not even sure that's necessarily incorporated. Yeah. I'm not entirely sure. I mean, I like that sort of the video keeps it mysterious, but that like basically a witch appears and Alistair and Syra perform this sort of ritual.
Right.
They together like sit down and well, what happens first? Because I'm just really excited to get to the clear dildo. That was one of my
favorite
elements. But like first, a very important detail I did want to talk about is like basically Syra is pleasuring Alistair and pulls out like what I think sort of like operates as lube, but comes in like a little glass vial, which I love. Like,
I did too.
Great little detail there.
I love to see that. Yeah. There's also like there's the Syra like exhales some smoke into Alistair's mouth, which I thought was a cool thing to see. Like there's obviously like strong sense of ritual happening here. There's like Syra kind of like taps on Alistair's like body in like interesting ways to kind of put a spell on them. And then Syra like attacks Alistair. And basically captures them. And we get to like the main kind of section of the sex act.
Yeah.
Which I thought was a beautiful kind of cutaway. It was this stunning image of the two of them sitting like with their legs open across from each other. And like the music cuts out.
Yeah, there was like symmetry in the way they chose to position themselves. So they're facing each other and their bodies are sort of symmetrical and they're open to each other. And then that's when my favorite, this what looks like a glass clear dildo, double-ended, comes out and they sort of ride it together.
Yeah. I loved this video. I loved that it was, I mean, I think that that image of the two of them like sitting across from each other was really striking and beautiful. And also because it was outdoors and in sunlight, it was exuberant.
this is the exuberance we've been looking for.
If you will.
All episode.
I really liked it. I liked also seeing two bodies roll around naked on a forest floor because I would never do that. I'm going to be the person who's like, did you bring a blanket? You know, like I loved that.
Yeah.
I also loved that Syra had like neon green braids, which I thought was fun.
Yeah. Just an awesome look. But there was a lot in this video that sort of lended itself to the ritualistic aspect of it. Like there was also a glitter body vibe and really awesome eye makeup on Alistair as well. So yeah, the whole thing felt sort of, I want to say like theatrical and ritualistic in the way that you, or at least I would envision sex magic to be. I also think this video, you know, it's a lot less sex than we usually talk about wanting in our porn, but I think interestingly, that makes it feel more aligned with what sex magic is. Like it ends with a sex act, and it ends with Syra and Alistair pleasuring themselves and each other on this double-ended dildo, and then we kind of like pan away and leave inside of that act of pleasure. And there's a part of me that's like, more, like let's see orgasms and stuff. But
it's a warm-up then.
Yeah, and I think because it's about sex magic, the fact that it's about a ritual, like you could argue, should there be an orgasm? Because some define sex magic as like using the orgasm for manifestation. But it did, because it felt ceremonial, it felt more true to the form, which is a challenge in porn. So I thought they achieved a lot with this.
Right.
And yeah.
Well, there's also something to be said about not necessarily achieving an orgasm with sex magic, right? It's just like the building up, releasing it, you know, like edging.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of the stuff I read about, about sending that energy or harvesting it, I guess I'll say,
right,
is actually withholding the orgasm and then ultimately releasing it, but like taking your sweet ass time and writing that time before. So yeah, good point, Rach. Good point.
Hey, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
I love this bit. I also have to say I really loved the music in it.
Mm, yeah. I actually also liked that there wasn't dialogue. Like sometimes in videos like this, I'm here for dialogue, but I think because of the nature of this one, it sort of just let us enjoy it and tell the story through visuals rather than, like, we could have gotten into a lot of trouble if there was a lot of heavy dialogue around, come over here for my ritual, you know, like, what would you
have said?
Who are
you?
There?
Right. Yeah. Like, no, I didn't need it. Absolutely not.
Yeah. I thought this did a better job of avoiding those traps by just letting it feel sort of spiritual and fluid throughout and not needing to give us, like, heavy exposition through dialogue.
Also, there was a great shot of Syra like leaning up against a tree naked that kind of like was like a quick cut earlier on. It was almost like you're like we were, from Alistair's point of view, getting this image in our heads. Being entranced by this witch.
Would you say that either of these are going in your spank bank?
You know, I'm not going to masturbate to either of them just because I don't really think that sex magic is like my thing.
Well, I was going to say a similar thing in that I'm like, I don't think like I need sex magic to live in porn.
Right.
I'm holding these to like a different test.
Yes.
But I am going to like put sex magic into my masturbation practice.
Yeah, absolutely. I can't wait to try it. Yeah. But I do think if this is your thing, then you should absolutely check out Scum Trust.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And support their work.
Again, if you're looking for Scum Trust on Twitter, it's at Scum Trust. And on Instagram, they're at Scum Trust Pack. And just wanted to add a little note from those creators. They created Scum Trust because they're both non-binary queers who wanted to make narrative porn that suits us. We want to sexualize the kinks, skills, and aesthetics of our performers instead of their genders / bodies being the main attraction. So yeah, we highly endorse these independent filmmakers, and we also endorse paying for your porn. You can find them on pinklabel.tv, and more to come later this year. Thanks so much for listening to Girls on Porn.
We hope you learned a lot. We did.
Yes.
Everyone get out, charge your sex toys under a full moon. Use your sex magic and get all your hopes and dreams to come true. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to the show if you haven't already.
You can find us on Instagram at Girls on Pern, that's porn without the O, and on Twitter at GOP the podcast, and at our website, girlsonporn.com.
And if you leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, tag your Instagram handle and we'll repost it and tag you, expressing our abundant gratitude.
This has been Girls on Porn, the only GOP that's actually good.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.